Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
We are joined today by Eric Haddock. He's the editor and publisher of Inside Track and Weekly Relay. And Eric, you look at technicals and cycles. You spend a great amount of your time looking at historical cycles and how they played out and how they can give us a window into what may happen in the future. And with that said, I think it's really interesting because one thing that we spoke about last time was how you had observed this 8-year cycle that was playing out with the British pound. And now every 8 years, the British pound would seemingly just plunge. And I think this is really important for setting the stage for our listeners to understand how cycles play into news events. Because, you know, a lot of people, when it came to the Brexit vote, which took place in June, of course, you know, a lot of people were looking at the prediction markets. A lot of people were looking at the polls. And when you did that, the overwhelming consensus was that UK voters would not vote to leave and they would stay in. And of course, it was a big surprise. And so I think it's interesting because your work was showing something different, that you were saying, hey, you know, I think there's actually a very good chance they are going to vote to leave. And that was based on your cycles work. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about that, just to show the importance of cycles in terms of forming one's outlook?
Sure. And thanks for having me back, Chris. I always enjoy it. You know, you touch on a key aspect of cycles, really the crux of them. And I think it's a good way to address both the strengths and weaknesses or shortcomings of cycle analysis. And beginning with what you're talking about, where cycles will often give me a strong indication of what the related fundamentals are likely to do. Of course, that involves a little bit of a jump from here to there and a good, strong awareness of what is going on and where the momentum's heading. But as you said, the British pound was a perfect key lead indicator to watch where the Brexit vote was concerned. Obviously, they're closely tied together, and I think that it was a pretty much a given that if Brexit did go through, if the UK voters voted for it, it would create uncertainty. It would create selling of the pound by global investors because of the uncertainty. So that correlation or that link, I think, was pretty much a given. Then if you take it a step back, and all of this work that I've been doing was showing that 2016 would be the next time when I expected the pound to get pummeled again. And I had documented a very consistent 8-year cycle that went back to 1960, when Germany and France really began to overtake Great Britain as a economic powerhouse in Europe. And then in 68, when you had one of the first crises with the pound, and then to 1976, 8 years later, when the pound was in such bad shape that they had to go to the IMF basically for a bailout. I know it was spun a little bit differently than that, but for all intents and purposes, it's the only time that the IMF has really had to do anything to that extent, but to bail out the pound. Then 8 years later, in 84, you had another crisis with the pound. Then in 92, 8 years after that, was the famous or infamous pummeling of the pound by George Soros, when he went heavily speculating short the pound and ultimately drove the UK out of the European exchange rate mechanism because the pound got hit so hard. In 2000 and then in 2008, you saw very similar sharp drops in the pound. In 2008, I believe it was like 35% in 14 months. And so you just had this very consistent 8-year cycle every time the pound just got hammered. And all of my technical work was corroborating that in late 2015, early 2016. So I had those validating factors, which I always look for. I emphasize this to my readers. I would never recommend trading just on cycles themselves. There needs to be a lot more confirming them, validating them, and then even more importantly, things that really ascertain where your risk points are, where you know you're right, where you know you're wrong, and still relying on the cycles as the foundation for that. So coming into 2016, was looking for the same thing. The pound was kind of consolidating for most of the first 6 months of the year, but I had really started to hammer home that point again in April and May, and then in early June, that everything still looked like the pound was going to get hit pretty hard. So the only conclusion I could come up with was that the UK voters were going to approve Brexit and that that would spur a panic selling of the pound. And the other thing that I have also noted along with that cycle is that the final low in the pound, once it starts getting pummeled, the final low is the following year. So there's an 8-year cycle between lows in 85, 93, 2001, 2009, and now 2017 is when I anticipate the bottom. So it's an overall 6 to 12 month process. But it just gives some indication, and again, you need other things to corroborate that, and you certainly need a strong cognizance of what the fundamental factors that are governing the market at that time are. But then the cycles kind of give you that missing link there of, instead of just being reactive, instead of just assimilating what news is coming in on a daily basis in the present, it gives you a little bit of a glimpse into the future and what some of these indicators are showing as a higher probability. And, you know, when it all comes down to it, yes, it's a numbers game. It's a assessment of percentages and probabilities, but so is so many different things we do in life.
Going back to the British pound, I have a chart of it from Trading Economics, and it's a long-term chart. It goes back to the 60s, and you can see this 8-year cycle where, you know, there's been plunges in the pound. So, you know, it is somewhat apparent just even looking at a chart. It's fascinating because we've talked to other cycles analysts before, and you know, we talked to a lot of different technicians, and this whole idea of what causes moves in the market. A lot of times, the major financial media channels, whether it's CNBC or Fox Business News, or for example, all these different media outlets, they will try to point back to a specific event that was the catalyst for a certain move in the market, whether or not that's gold or interest rates. And it's fascinating because I know from, you know, what we just discussed here and from a lot of the different analysts that we speak to, you guys look at it in reverse as if, you know, there's these underlying cycles and the technical behavior or the cyclical movement of the market itself and tracking that through technical analysis, that that's what is really driving certain events. It's not that events are necessarily driving movements in the market. It's reverse. And so, you know, in this case, as one might say that UK voters voting to leave is what caused the British pound to fall. From your analysis, you're saying, well, this was just aligning with the cycles. The cycles were lining up for this to happen long ago. And you can see this happening as sort of part of this rhythm of the market. So I find it very interesting. There's like this, I don't know, it's almost a mystical, whether mysterious aspect of how the market moves. And, you know, you can track that, you can see that cycles play out over, you know, decades or millennia. And, you know, in this case, it clearly lined up to where your call for a British exit was accurate. And I know that you've made a number of other calls too that have turned out correct, specifically calling for gold to, and this goes back to, I think 2013 is when you started making this call, that 2016 would be a golden year when we'd finally see a sustained upturn. And that was, once again, based on your cycles work. So, you know, there is this uncanny level of accuracy that we can find in cyclical work. And so I find it really interesting. What are your thoughts on this mental framework from what we see in the news and how you treat what is driving the market, kind of what I was touching upon there?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.